Breakthrough brings in $11 million. Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at number 4 with $9 million. And finally, at number 5, a grown-up becomes young again in the movie Little, taking in $8 million over the weekend at the box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. Weather today, a chance of showers, mainly between 2 and 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 69. North wind around 11 miles per hour with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tonight, patchy fog after 1 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 51. Northwest wind 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 77. Light and variable wind becoming southwest around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Southwest wind around 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. West winds 11 to 16 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 45. This is Mental Health Matters. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our home, use our cell phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who have someone in their family or know someone, work with someone, or friends with someone who have a mental illness. And we also try to help the person who has a mental illness. We try to direct them to the services that they would need to get help. And we do a lot of things in various, you know, we have classes we teach. Last Saturday, we just finished a 12-week class called Family to Family. And Family to Family covers medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And it also tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We run support groups the third Thursday of every month at 52 East Main Street from 7 to 8:30. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to either take the class or to come to the support group. You don't have to register for the support group, but you have to register for the class because they only can have a certain amount of applicants there during the class. If you need questions or you want to reach out or you have something you'd like to talk about to us, you can reach us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we do have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you. Today, we are very privileged to have with us Ann Burns, who is the executive director of Vets Chat and Chew, Inc., and that is located at 2460, I'm going to have trouble saying this, Lamoni?
Lamoni.
Okay. Avenue, Suite 400 in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Thank you, Ann, for taking the time to come out of your busy schedule and be with us today. We really do appreciate it. If you would, what exactly is Chat and Chew, and why is it set up the way it is?
Okay, well, thank you, Larry, for having me, Larry and Tracy. I appreciate it. It's the nonprofit is called Vets Chat, Inc. The program is called the Vets Chat and Chew Program. And as you said, we're located in Fort Lee, New Jersey, but we do programs all over the state of New Jersey. So basically, the program is a six-week program. The veterans, it's also for active military and spouses, family members as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they come together once a week for how to make food that can help mitigate depression, anxiety, insomnia, PTSD with food. And that's basically the idea of the program. They learn how to cook with a professional chef, plus they have access to a nutritionist throughout the 6 weeks. And they get a $20 travel stipend, plus all the ingredients to take home. And the program actually works. It is, you know, we do surveys and questionnaires during the entire program. We do surveys afterwards. And a lot of the veterans have really been helped by it. In fact, the reason we started the program is there's a new, it's a new inspired field of medicine. It's called nutritional psychiatry.
You want to say that again?
It's called nutritional psychiatry. And neuroscientists have now discovered that the brain functions, when you have depression or chronic stress, it affects your brain. And when your brain is affected, especially, you know, with something like the military, you know, when you are in military service, you have chronic stress. You can't get away from it, whether you're stateside or overseas. It's a stressful situation, and your brain changes. And they are finding that nutrition or the nutrients that you're putting into your body actually can change the functioning of your brain. So, you know, in the military, I have to say one thing. The military is basically responsible today for the fast food products that we have. It is.
I know.
No, it is. It's very funny, but it's not so funny also because they did it for, the military is out in the field, they need quick food, they need packaged food, and that's how the whole thing started. And research, today's food research, is based on the military food research.
And I have to tell you, they've kept those for 20-some-odd years and used them, I know, for a fact.
Yes, no, you know. It's true. And
I know.
And when, you know, when soldiers come out of the military, they don't really change because their brains are wired for this fast food, and it has a lot of sugar content, you know, not so much protein in it, things like that, and then they just continue that.
Right.
And today at the VA, the veterans that are registered with the VA today, 78% of them are obese or overweight, which is causing a lot of other problems. You know, then you get into heart disease, cancers, kidney disease, liver, you have a fatty liver. There's a lot of things going wrong, and this is what the VA is dealing with. And in my opinion, this is why privatization is taking over, because the congressional report that just came out, the congressional budget report, just said that in 10 years, the VA's health budget is increased by 30%, is going to be increased by 30% by 2020. You know, that's a very heavy increase.
Right. Mm.
And, you know, they're just showing they can't really afford it. And it's a very simple thing to teach somebody how to nourish your brain properly. And that's what we do in the Vets Chat and Chew program.
Okay,
and it really does work.
You know what I found amazing? That I'm going to lower it because I don't want to exaggerate. At least 60%, I think the figure is higher, but at least 60% of veterans who come out and have PTSD never saw combat. And they attribute it to the fact that in the military, everything is regimentated. You get up at 5:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You have your bed made by 5:15. You're out there running, exercising by 5:30. You go to lunch at 7 o'clock. You know, whatever, and the whole day is structured. They get out of the service.
Right.
There's no structure.
Right.
What do I do? And if they're married or married and have children, it's even worse because now I got to find a job. Where are we going to live? Blah, 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 you know. And I found that very amazing.
It's a huge problem.
It really is. Yeah, because they figure, I'm sure it's more like 75%, but I don't want to go that high. I just say 60 because I know that's within the realm. They never saw combat.
Yes, that's true.
And it's just, when you stop and think about it, it's...
Well, it's a lot of things. It's also alienation. When people come out of the military, they're very alienated, which causes depression.
Right.
And, it's just a thing that keeps spiraling, and they don't get better. And they can get better. The nutritional psychiatry, does really work, and it's a simple thing. And doctors are now starting to recognize it, but it's a very slow process.
Right.
But it really should start in the military. That's where it should start. And they need to reassess what they're feeding people.
Right. Now, the food that we take in, is that... That's important with controlling the brain functioning, right?
Yes.
And how does that work, real briefly?
Okay, I'm not a doctor.
No, I'm not either. I just, but just in general terms.
In general terms, think of it like a car. If you don't take care of a car and the inside of a car, the car is not going to work. It's
right.
just going to keep breaking down. And the body is the same thing. You have to keep feeding your body nutritional things. If you keep feeding it garbage, it's not going to function. Everything's going to break
right.
down. It's basically, it's a very simple, logical thing that doctors have ignored for years.
Mm.
You ask why.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess part of the breaking down are all these mental health symptoms, depression, anxiety, insomnia, that some of them maybe were already there, but they aren't necessarily going to get any better. Now, how much change can happen in terms of mental health just by changing the diet?
I've had veterans tell me changing their diet has saved their life. Number one, they come to the program for 6 weeks.
Right.
They're introduced to between 15 and 20 other veterans. I'm just saying veterans, but it's also for active military as well.
Right.
But I'm just using veterans.
And their families can come
and
too,
their
correct?
Well,
right.
it spouses
right.
and older kids.
Right,
yeah.
right.
But once they, once they become, let's put it this way, a unit again, which is a really big part of military life, and it's a big part of why people join the military. They want that camaraderie. And, they get that again through the program because they're together for 6 weeks. They're talking to each other. It works like group therapy almost. They start talking about a lot of their struggles, a lot of their problems. We have a counselor at every program, so if there's anything, going on, the counselor is there to quiet any problems that happen. And, they develop a support system with these new friends they're making who all understand where they're coming from.
Sure.
The civil world does not understand where they're coming from. Only it's less than now, 0.5% of the 350 million people in the United States join the military now. It's less than 0.5%. It's nothing. So when these veterans leave the military and, they're, like you said, Larry, they're dropped into the civilian world, I need a job, I need everything, and nobody understands how I feel, and nobody understands what I went through, it's, I mean, it right. can make things worse. And you know, the veteran population is the population out there who has the highest homeless rate, the highest substance abuse rate, you know, a number of things. Unemployment, mental illness is a big part of the veteran population.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going to have to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. This is Mental Health Matters, and we are back with Ann Burns, Executive Director of the Vets Chat and Chew. Ann, I wanted to ask you a question. Is this a national program, or is it primarily in New Jersey, or what?
It's primarily in New Jersey, yes.
How did that happen? It obviously must have been started by a vet here, right here in New Jersey. Do you know?
Started by me.
Oh, started by you.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. It's actually my nonprofit.
Okay.
So I do everything.
Wow. For you.
You got all the titles then, right?
Yes, basically.
Right.
I do have different people going into different areas. They're trying to do the progress.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You know, we were talking about obesity and some of its perils. And like I think we mentioned off the air there, that it's in the military, it's becoming quite a problem.
Yes, it is quite a problem.
And when you stop and think some of the things that vets, active military have to do.
Yes.
And
then they're dealing with overweight people.
And they're dealing with overweight people.
Yes. It's a problem.
It is a problem.
Yes.
It's a big problem.
The fitness of the force is the whole idea of having a military. And it's
right.
It's now 8% that they think are obese and mm-hmm. overweight by
80%?
A lot. 80%?
Eight.
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 Oh, no, not 80.
I guess.
Yes, but that's quite a few. You know, that's a
sure.
lot. Because mm-hmm. if somebody, you know, is out there in a combat zone
right.
and needs to be dragged to safety, and, you know, you have somebody who's really overweight and they can't do it as fast as somebody who's more fit.
Right.
This is a real problem.
Right. And I understand that there's about 78% of veterans who are registered in the VHA who are overweight or obese.
78%
right.
is correct.
That is a large
That's
number.
A large
when
number.
You stop and think of all the vets and all the different organizations and what have you, that's, you know, incredible.
It's a huge problem, and it's one of the reasons, I think, as I mentioned before, why they're starting this privatization. Because, as I mentioned, the congressional budget showed by 2020, the VHA, the Veterans Healthcare Administration,
right.
is going to, the costs are going to increase by 30% to about $85 billion,
right.
which is a lot of money. So this is why they want to farm all of this out. However, as I was mentioning to you before, what's happening with the private doctors is they are now overcharging the VA,
right.
which they did already by $90 million, and that was over a year ago that I heard this, so it's probably more by now.
And, you know,
and where does that take you? That takes
right.
you, again, to the money has to come out of the VA.
Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the doctors who they would be seeing if they were privatized and the fact that probably most of them did not do military service. So do you want to comment on
yes, they,
what these vets need?
The veterans really need to... They need to go to the VA. Basically, the VA understands them. It understands their sicknesses. It understands their problems. It understands their wounds. It understands their, more important than anything, their mental health. Regular doctors, how many times can I tell you I went to a regular doctor when I was younger and they said, it's all in your head? It's like, you know, your pain is in your head. This is what they say when they don't know how to diagnose something.
Right.
But, you know, a veteran who walks through the door of the VA, these doctors see them immediately, and they jump on them. They know PTSD when they see it. And they recognize the symptoms, and they try to get them into as much therapy and help as they can right away. This is not going to happen on the outside.
And you right. mentioned a lot of the doctors at the VA did serve. That's
a lot of the doctors
part
serve,
of the reason
yes.
why they
so
can
they do
identify.
And they're also trained that way. They're trained in the VA hospitals,
right.
so, you know, they see what's going on, whereas outside doctors are not going to get this at all.
And a lot of the VA doctors got their doctorate by going through the military.
Yes, yes, that's
so
correct.
That's, you know, how they understand, too.
Right.
You know. Well, we were talking about the congressional statistics and, you know, the cost of VA health care. And it's just amazing to me that they want to more or less drive the VA out of business.
Yes.
You know.
That's my opinion. I mean, I may be wrong,
you know,
but it's just,
you know,
my opinion.
It's just...
Yes.
If you look at the what's going on,
if you watch closely,
you know, if you watch
right.
it, it's pretty much what it is, you
yes.
know, and that's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
And would you talk about the alienation of the veterans and their depression?
Yes. When veterans come out of the military, they are basically like we said before, thrown into the civilian world. They have to find a job. They have to, they're raising a family. A lot of them are raising a family. And it's a lot of things. They were used to having a job. They were used to having income come in on a steady basis, and
healthcare, and
they're not with people that they're not with people that understand them at all. So and especially the civilian world is not trained at all. They don't learn in school anymore anything really about wars and what wars do to people. And, I think this is also a big, it should be a big part of education. You know, people are very interested in veterans today, but they should educate kids into learning about what a veteran is, who they are, and why they did what they did, and how they suffer and things like that. And
right.
I think it's part of the education system, but that's basically my opinion.
Well, I think what you're doing by having the vets come with husbands or wives or whatever, excuse me, and being able to sit around a table or help make food and sit around a table and eat and chat
together.
It's a therapy for them.
It really is a therapy.
Because they can talk to Joe Smith sitting here, because he may have been in the Army and, Bill Brown was in the Marines, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, they can bust each other's chops about the Army and the Marines and the Navy and Coast Guard, whatever, Air Force.
Right.
But they're all vets.
Yes.
And they all realize that.
Absolutely.
And what one saw, the other one may saw it in a different view or a different, situation, but it's similar.
But the interesting thing that comes out of the programs is, we never ask, do you have PTSD or do you have MST, which is military sexual trauma? But it does come out in the programs, and they will talk to each other about it. And, that's a very interesting thing. And, they're very sad when the 6 weeks are over. And I have a lot of repeats. I have a few people that have been to like 9 or 10 programs. Mm-hmm. Because they like the camaraderie.
Right.
They like to get together with the veterans. They learn something different. You can't just, change your whole diet in, one time.
Right.
That's something I've learned. They need to come and, come again and come again if they want and as many times as they would like. And, they learn something each time. And it is like group therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And how did you come up with this idea? Do you have a background in either nutrition or mental health?
No, actually,
intriguing.
I don't. I'm basically a business person.
Okay.
I've had my own business since I've been in my 20s. And I've had one business for 11 years, another business for 17 years. And I also did a lot of work in the Middle East as a human rights observer. And let me just put it this way. My first business was a cosmetics business. I had my own line of cosmetics. And I did it like a Mary Kay sort of thing. It went into people's homes. And women like to do that. And, so that was very successful until the Reagan era, when all the mergers started, and then the big cosmetic companies were able to hold out during those mergers, and small companies like me couldn't. And then, but with the human rights thing that I did, a lot of it was with women's groups. The Vets Chat and Chew program, I did start for women veterans only. That's how the whole thing started. Mm-hmm. And in the Middle East, the women do everything around food. And basically, that's how I pieced it together. And the women, and I wanted to do this for women veterans, because women veterans really 5 years ago had nothing. The VA is starting to change, and they really are doing a lot more for them now. And but there was not really much going on. So the women veterans loved getting together. And, I mean, they really got a lot out of it. And then, you know, when the men started to see the women starting to heal mentally just by the diet and, you know, getting together with other veterans, you know, then I started getting a lot of calls from men as well. And, you know, what's interesting about this is the women veterans do not want families there. They don't want their husbands. They don't want their kids. But the men want to bring their wives, and the women don't. So I thought,
is it still men and women now?
Both. Yeah. In fact, I just finished a program April 1st, which was just all women.
Okay.
Yeah. And the next one will be men and women.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do some separate for just women so that
yes.
the ones who don't want to bring the rest of their family
yes,
can do
if,
that.
If, uh-huh. if the men yeah. wanted to do a separate one, I would do that too.
Exactly.
You know, whatever they
right.
like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand you had a lot of success with your program over the year.
Oh, very yeah. much, yes.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's wonderful, actually.
Yeah, no, yeah. It does work, and it's such a simple thing. The food thing is such a simple thing. And, you know, we have a nutritionist at every program, and the woman who helped me put this together nutritionally, she's an amazing person. Her name's Toni Gerbino. She's in Fort Lee. She's a friend of mine. And she put the nutritional part of the program together and what is needed and, you know, how this is done. And she has worked with veterans, so she did understand, you know, what you need to do with food and depression, food and anxiety.
Okay, right. Let me ask you, mm-hmm. are the women's veterans program that you do where it's only women vets, as opposed to men and women, is it different? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Is it?
Not really. The women like it better with just the women. We'll
okay.
put it that way. They do. But they like, you know, they're fine with the men too. I did have one problem, and this was not the fault of the male veterans that were in the program. There was a chef from the school that I hired a female chef from, and he was a Marine. He was an ex-Marine, and he's the main chef at this cooking school.
Okay.
And he just showed up one day, and I didn't invite him. I didn't even know who he was. But he just showed up, and he started giving orders. And one of the, you know, and telling everybody how to do it and blah, blah, blah. And one of the women had a meltdown. She could not deal with it at all. You know, thank God we had a counselor there uh-huh. who calmed her down and, you know, she was right. okay after. But I had to ask him to leave because there's a lot of, you know, military sexual trauma going on much more than most people think with right. the women and the men. There's a lot of it with
right.
men. That's really not reported. The women are starting to report it now, but the men, it's a big problem.
Right. They keep their mouth closed.
And you know, and then they come out of the military with, you know, with serious mental problems because of this.
Right. Right. You know, it's sad. It really is.
It is.
You know.
And I want to ask you how you get the funding together for all of this. Do you get grants?
Did you see it just roll her eyes?
It's not easy.
I mean, this costs this money. This food costs money.
Yeah.
Do they pay anything?
Well, I do get most of the money comes from grants. And
okay.
I do have very faithful supporters. I have the Ann Codell Foundation. I have the Overwatch Alliance Foundation. In Sarah's Supermarkets, who's They own the bunch of the ShopRites.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
They give me money every year. And we, since 2014, when we started the pilot program, we have always used ShopRite. We use it for everything.
Okay.
So we like ShopRite. And then there's the Butterfly Circle of Friends, who has been extremely helpful to us. They do grief programs. They're into grief type of help.
Right.
And the Jewish Women's Foundation has been helpful. And I have, and the Kessler Foundation. And I have private donors who are really very, very loyal. But everything's, I mean, it's not just food that has to be paid for. The programs actually cost me almost $20,000 for the 6 weeks. So I have to pay for bookkeepers, accountants. It's a big deal. The chef, the counselor, the, who else is in there? The program coordinator. It's, you know, the flyers. I have to do all the advertising. It's a lot of work.
But I understand that the Vets Chat, Inc. is the only organization in New Jersey, besides the VA, that deals with the link between poor diets and mental health.
Yes, it's true. We really are. The VA deals with, I don't know if they link it with mental health, but, it, I mean, I'm sure they do somehow, but they don't really put that out there.
Right.
We put it out there. Because it really does make a difference. Once you really do start eating right and nourishing your brain the right way, a lot of things happen. You know, you start to lose weight, number one, which is, you know, obesity, it's sort of an interesting question. You know, does the chicken come before the egg? Does the overweight or obesity cause the depression, or does the depression cause the overweight? And it's, you know, either way, yes or yes. You know, the nutritional value of your brain can make a huge difference in your weight, your energy. A lot of the veterans who have gone through the programs who were really depressed and couldn't really do much, you know, they were able to go out and get jobs.
Right.
A lot of them volunteer. A lot of them have gone back to school because they can function better. And it's not like something that hits you like a ton of bricks, like, oh, you know, a miracle has happened. It doesn't work that way. It's a very gradual thing. And once you let the right nutritional, you know, thing take over, you're a different person, and you function in a completely different way. And that's the whole idea of the program.
That's the whole purpose of it.
Yeah,
right.
It's. I mean, I don't tell people to stop taking your medication. You know, if you if you're on medication for depression or insomnia, the program really helps insomnia. And insomnia can cause depression.
Sure.
You know, it's all of these things working together.
Right.
You know, so, you know, once you get your body in the right frame of mind that it's supposed to be, you're functioning on a whole different level.
Right, right.
And a lot of people don't see that. You know, a lot of organizations just, I mean, it's important. It's very important to, you know, go out there for, and get the veterans jobs and things like that. But if the veteran can't function right, they're not going to keep the job.
Right.
And, you know, I've had people in the state of New Jersey tell me they sort of shy away from hiring veterans, and they're supposed to hire them if they apply first because, you know, a lot of them can't, they're not qualified, number one. And number two, and that's what I think these organizations are really important for, to do this training, to retrain. And, you know, to just basically, you know, they'll have a PTSD flare-up or they won't come in or they don't feel good and they're not feeling good.
Right.
Right.
And it's just really important to feel good, and it's not a hard thing to do. It's not hard at all. The program basically is easy.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. what they even is. In 6 weeks. I mean, you mentioned a lot.
Oh, they're not cured in 6 weeks.
I know,
weeks.
But you mentioned a lot of them come back again and again, but a lot can change.
A lot can change. They do a little bit at a time, you know, and even after the program is finished, you know, if they can do one thing, like they can stop overdosing on sugar, you know, or if they can bring their protein up higher, you know, these are little steps.
Right.
And these little steps make a huge difference.
Right.
Well, maybe I missed that at the beginning, but does somebody actually lecture?
Every week, the program coordinator will do a lecture on new nutritional information, and you know, and we work, and they get handouts on everything, so they get the information they need to keep this for the rest of their lives. They, you know, and once you start eating this way, you can't go back.
Yeah.
And most of them have said that. They said, I can't go back.
Right. And I would imagine for a lot of people,
I can't eat Cheetos anymore. They make me sick.
Wow. Yeah, and I would imagine for a lot of people, it's very eye-opening. They probably didn't even think that this could be a cause of their problems.
Absolutely.
Right. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We have with us, very privileged today to have with us Ann Burns, who's the executive director of Vets Chat and Chew, which is located in Fort Lee, but they do things all over the area. And some of the organizations that you partner with are the VA Hospital in East Orange, and you also partner with some American Legion posts, some VFW, and the Elks. And would you explain what these organizations can do for vets and active military and spouses? And
yes, I would be happy to. Excuse me. with the VA hospital in East Orange, we partner with them on a regular basis. We do the programs for the substance abuse department and for the wellness center. And with the substance abuse people at the VA, they're inpatients. The wellness center is patients that come from the outside.
Right.
But the substance abuse is an interesting group because they really get a lot out of the program. Basically, I have to fund everything, so I don't want it to look like the VA is supporting this because, you know, they
right.
don't. They're very happy to have it, and they agree with it, and they like it and everything. But I don't want it to sound like I'm part of the VA because it's not.
Right.
But the substance abuse is important because, you know, when you explain basically what's going on in their brains as far as diet is concerned, you know, when they eat sugar a lot, people who are drug abuse patients and especially alcohol abuse, when you go to AA, you know, there's like this whole table of donuts and cookies there. And the sugar is what sets off in the brain the same area as substance abuse. In other words, if you have a drink, that area in the brain is going to spark, and the sugar is going to do the same thing. So you're never really going to get over it. I mean, I think it can be done a lot easier if you just eliminate the sugar,
right?
You know, and give them healthy things at the AA meetings. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist, but, you know, I go along with what the nutritionist says. But we're also going to be working with the VA East Orange Hospital in the telehealth program, which means that the Vets Chat and Chew program is we're going to ask people from veterans who are not close and can't come to the VA, they can work on the program in their home. This has not been worked out yet. But that's the idea. So they'll do the cooking at home along with the chef, and it should be very interesting.
They use that in the medical center when they don't have a psychiatrist on, like in the middle of the night, and they have someone there that, you know, has to be screened or whatever process. Yes. They do it by teleskype.
Right.
And the doctor that they get has to be licensed in the state of New Jersey, obviously. But he could be in Colorado or California or whatever,
exactly,
you know,
and
they can look face to face on, you know.
Right. So that's interesting.
If you're going to do that program, then I guess they're going to have a list of the ingredients ahead of time.
Yes.
It'll be emailed to them or something.
Yes, absolutely.
Interesting.
And I know that you received awards. from the Marine Corps League,
right.
Passaic County, Easter Seals, the Vetability Program.
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
It was very nice.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, evidently you're doing something right.
I'm
you know?
Doing something right. That's true. I know. But also, back to your other question with the other partnerships, what I do try to have the programs as much as possible at the American Legions and the VFWs.
Okay.
Because I believe, and I push this a lot, that the veterans really should belong to these organizations, especially women veterans. Okay, because the women veterans literally want to change things within the VA, within the healthcare system and the other parts of the VA. And you can only do this through organizations. And the American Legions, the VFWs, they also need people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the others are, you know, dying off.
Right.
And
World War II and Korea vets
need to be replaced, yes. And these are organizations that are there. They're set up. Everything's ready to go.
Yeah, they're all structured and everything.
Everything's structured. Right. And you can't do anything without organizations. I mean, nothing can be done anywhere without organizations. You know, and a lot of people do, a lot of the veterans, you know, they, I am a big proponent of the VA as well, by the way. And I always push the VA at every programs, and I have a representative from the VA come and talk at each program, because you want them involved, you want them to know what their benefits are,
right?
And also, if you want to make changes, any kind of change, it has to be done through organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they be political or not, but you can't do anything on your own.
Right.
It has to be done. And that's why I think the American Legions and the VFWs are important. And I actually write grants with them.
Okay.
So, you know.
Right. In our closing minute or two we have left, why don't you tell people how to they could get a hold of you either by phone, website, Facebook.
Okay, yes. The funders love Facebook. Anybody who wants to like the Facebook, please do so. And my name is Ann Burns, and the phone number is 201-592-1130. And the website is www.vetschatandchew. It's A-N-D, Vets Chat, A-N-D, Chew.
Would you give the phone number again?
Yes, 201-592-1130. And you can make a donation on the website or contact me at any time. The email is info@vetschatandchew.com.
Okay.
Do you have a staff? Are you a solopreneur?
I have someone helps me a great deal with everything. Her name is Ellie Grislick, and she's a great help. And I think you had Vernay on the show last year, who's moving to Georgia, unfortunately. Yes.
Why would she want to go to Georgia? No, only kidding. She was a very nice person.
Very nice.
She was very sweet.
Yeah, we'll miss her. Right.
You know. If there's anything we missed that you want to touch on minute?
I think not.
Okay. Yes. We will, the phone number, if anybody has a question or wants to reach out or help or whatever, is 201-592-1130, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you so much for having me.
Well, we want to thank you for coming.
It's really interesting.
Very interesting. And, you know, I think
thank
the work you.
You
do is awesome.
Thank you.
And, you know, we will have you back on the radio again.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you. I look forward.
We look forward to having you back again. Remember, folks, we'll be here same time, same station next week. And remember, mental health really does matter. And we'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Democrats are talking about the impeachment of President Trump, all based on findings of the Mueller report. But President Trump says he's not worried about that possibility or concerned anyone in his administration has disobeyed him.
Nobody disobeys my orders. Not even a little bit.
The president, speaking to reporters at the White House during the Easter egg roll, members of the House Democratic Caucus will hold a conference call as they mull over possibilities of impeachment proceedings. Democrat Elijah Cummings says the Trump Organization is using a baseless lawsuit to block his request for financial documents. Cummings released a statement saying there is no valid legal basis to interfere with his duly authorized subpoena from Congress. Cummings claims the White House has refused to produce a single document or witness to the House Oversight Committee this year. And President Trump says in a tweet that Herman Cain has asked not to be nominated for a seat on the Fed Reserve Board. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop. So you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job. Like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
The U.S. is ending exemptions for countries that import Iranian oil. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Monday morning, saying the end of the waivers will mean countries that previously had permission to import Iranian oil will face sanctions if they continue to do so.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The eight countries granted exemptions in the past were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece.
We now know at least five people are dead following a plane crash in south central Texas. The Kerr County Sheriff says the aircraft went down in a ravine just outside of Kerrville. Reports are that at least six people were on board and first responders are attempting to confirm whether there's another fatality. The NTSB says the plane was trying to land when it hit the ground. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new study has researchers hopeful that the keto diet could prove useful in the military, where obesity is an ongoing challenge in both terms of recruiting soldiers and keeping them fit for service. Now, regarding the keto diet, though, Dr. Ian Smith is author of a new book titled Clean and Lean. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Smith, and he's not a big fan of the keto diet.
Listen, the keto diet is effective at losing weight for the short term. There's no doubt about it. But for the long term, it's not effective because people can't eat that way for long periods of time. Keto requires you to put your body in a certain very rigid, tight biochemical state. You alter your body's biochemistry and put yourself into a state of ketosis. Now, studies have shown and experts are saying for a long time that this is not a very healthy diet. There's too much fat. In this particular diet, it raises cholesterol levels. It puts you at risk for all things like plaque in your arteries, something called atherosclerosis. So nutritionists around the world are saying keto is not the way to go. It's just become very popular. It is effective for the short term.
Co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments at 100 County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the Union, and overseas. In 100 County, we're all volunteers, work out of our houses, use our cell phones, that sort of thing. And I've been told that the commute from the kitchen to the family room is real good. There's no traffic, so that's pretty good, actually. But what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or know someone, work with someone, are friends with someone who have a mental health issue. We also try to help the person get the treatment that they need, put them in the right direction for their treatment.